This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention, scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Trump said he did not think it was the right time to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state. Trump said that the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events would be done with telerallies and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form.
And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form. But we won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
The president's announcement came on a day that the United States passed more than 4 million confirmed infections with coronavirus and 144,000 deaths. The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office says it will conduct a review of the conduct of federal agents who responded to unrest in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Local authorities in both cities have complained the presence of federal agents has exacerbated tensions in the streets. In Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has been among those tear-gassed, and federal agents have been accused of whisking people away in unmarked cars without probable cause. In Washington, investigators will look at the training and instruction provided to agents who responded to protest activity at Lafayette Square near the White House. Among questions are whether the agents followed Justice Department guidelines, including identification requirements, the deployment of chemical agents, and the use of force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Thursday upbraided U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London.
If there is one thing that really matters to us and which should matter to the entire international community, it's saving lives.
The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. The number of laid-off Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose for the first time in months as the coronavirus spreads in some states. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Weekly jobless claims jumped to 1.4 million last week.
That's the first time we've seen an increase in claims since late March.
PNC chief economist Gus Fauché.
It could be that we're seeing more businesses close down because either states are restricting economic activity to control the spread of the virus or simply that consumers aren't going out.
The Labor Department says that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits, although some economists say that figure is likely closer to 25 million. Shelley Adler, Washington.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrage over a Republican lawmaker's verbal assault on her expanded Thursday as she and other Democrats took to the House floor. In an incident witnessed by a reporter, the Florida Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican, angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez this week and profanely insulted her for asserting that higher joblessness and poverty could account for some crime increases. Ocasio-Cortez said the incident is indicative of a sexist culture that infects not only Congress, but also the White House.
But the President of the United States last year told me to go home to another country with the implication that I don't even belong in America.
Representative Yoho expressed some contrition for the incident this week, but Ocasio-Cortez has rejected it as insufficient. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.